often people talk about issues around racial equity from the perspective of social justice, but there are actually important business and economic impacts related to racial inequities, and it's something that's very important that we need to be looking at in the country and specifically here in Michigan.
That is Ani Turner, who co-authored a report titled The Business Case for Racial Equity in Michigan. Written in partnership with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the report found that eliminating racial disparities in health, education, incarceration, and employment would generate an additional $92 billion in the state's economic output by 2050.
Just the orders of magnitude of what we could gain economically by closing these gaps. We're talking about billions of dollars. We're talking about growing our state economy by 12%, even though we're not growing in population, even though we're getting older. If we can give everyone the equal opportunity to succeed, then we'll all be better off, and the numbers are significant.
According to the report, those numbers include $1.5 billion in spending on food, $4 billion on housing, and $2 billion on automobiles and transportation. The report also estimates that by 2050, 40% of Michigan's workforce will be persons of color.
I think businesses do care about the quality of the workforce in Michigan. They understand that talent is critical to their success. The ability to offer a healthy and a well-trained and well-educated workforce is key to not only powering our current businesses, but to bringing more investment into the state.
The report follows in the footsteps of a national report released in April. That report found eliminating racial disparities would grow the United States economy by $8 trillion. I'm Daniel Booth.